Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis. Our guests today on Let's Talk Knoxville are Bill Chamerson and Irvin Masick. We'll be talking about a program that happened yesterday at the Knoxville Public Library. Bill Chamerson is a noted historian and author, and yesterday he delivered a one-hour program to people at the Knoxville Public Library about the history of the Civilian Conservation Corps. I got the chance to talk with him more about the program afterward. I just want a quick history of how you got so interested in what the CCC was.
I was a filmmaker, a PBS filmmaker, and I ran across an old 8mm film depicting these young men in the 1930s planting tree seedlings. There were, if you can imagine, a farm field, a fallow field with 20 men stretched out in a line, getting on their knees with a planting bar and planting these seedlings, and that just piqued my interest. I knew a little bit about the CCCs, but because of that, I went to a CCC reunion in 1993. There were 500 of these men, and I met many of them, and they shook my hand and said, "It was the best year of my life. It turned my life around, and you got to tell our story." So that really fired up my enthusiasm to tell their story, which led me to make my first film, Camp Forgotten, which was back in 93.
And your love for music, I'm assuming, has just made it into such a unique program.
What happened was over a period of time, these CCC boys would invite me to their conventions, to their chapter meetings, and I thought, how can I entertain them? And I was a musician, and I knew how to write songs, so I decided to write a dozen songs, and that really perked them up, and they had a lot of fun, and I never knew that I would be visiting libraries and traveling around the country doing this now.
And really, though, what you've learned a lot, obviously, you learn more every time you get to talk to someone like Irvin, like you have today.
Everywhere I go, I'm picking up stories. Sometimes it's from the mouths of CCC boys. Sometimes it's from their children or even grandchildren. They bring me photo albums. They bring me newspaper clippings. And these stories, I incorporate them in my program, and I have notes, and I may be writing a movie screenplay, but I'm always collecting, researching more stories.
And right now you got a program coming up today later in Grinnell?
Yes, I'll be at the Grinnell Library, I believe 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock this evening. Grab Grandpa, grab the kids. It's a program for all ages. We have a lot of fun, and I promise they will come away and appreciate their state parks and the forests and the different projects they did in the state.
All right, anything else you wanted to add today?
The CCC changed these young men because it taught them how to work. It gave them responsibility, and those things never go out of style. Something magical, wonderful happens when you take troubled, unhappy, angry young men and put a shovel or an axe in their hand and put them to work. And so these lessons are not about the past. It's about the present. They are still applied to today. So I encourage people to work with at-risk youth, to encourage them, find ways to get them out working and working out under the blue sky and away from the city streets. And good things happen that way.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Irvin Masick, who was in the Civilian Conservation Corps in Knoxville, was part of the audience yesterday, and I also got a chance to talk with Irvin about his thoughts on the program. In the background, you can hear some of Bill Chamerson's original music, which he includes in his program. All right, Irvin, what did you think of the program today?
I thought it was very well done. The 3C camp that I was in here in Iowa was, of course, quite different than in many other areas down south or in the mountainous areas or something. Different settings entirely.
And I know it was a long time ago, but did some of the things that were discussed today, did that bring up some memories in your mind?
Oh, yes. Of course, he had polite names for them, like dried beef on toast. The 3C boys and the Army had a special name for that. I won't give it to you.
But overall, it was a good time.
Yes.
All right.
You bet.
All right. Well, thank you. Chamerson shared a number of original songs yesterday with the audience that have to do with life in the CCC. This one is about a Saturday night out on the town for the CCC boys.
Good. A nickel buys a single dance is worth it. Have a chance to hold a pretty gal right in your heart. We treat lots of care, we use procreate in our hair. It's Saturday night, we're pouring on the charm. Dorothy, Betty, Mary Lou, my name is Irvin. How do you do? Will you be my dance partner tonight? Well, I do the polka and the swing. I love to waltz
another thing to stay on your toes, it will be tight. We are the CCC, blowing in town on a breeze. We're gonna dance and twirl your girls all around. If you're looking for a good time, then come to us, we'll begin. We're the nicest guys you've ever found.
Thanks to Bill Jamerson and Irvin Masick, our guests today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.